As we speak, the celebration of the Lord's Passion is nearing its end. Pope Benedict XVI is presiding over the commemoration. The Church marks the day on which Christ died with a liturgy of the Word in which the Passion narrative is proclaimed. Veneration of the cross and communion follow. Preacher of the papal household, Franciscan Father Raniero Cantalamessa, delivered the homily. Father Cantalamessa called on the faithful to be serious in taking action as Christians in a world that seems to love novelty more than truth. He said the love of Christ on the cross is a love of mercy that forbears and forgives. Mercy, said Father Cantalamessa, is to be moved to heartfelt pity for one's enemy, to understand of what stuff we are all made, and so to forgive. This is how Christ loves us. He dies saying, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do." This evening at 9:15 Rome time, the Holy Father will preside at the Via Crucis, the Way of the Cross at Rome's Colosseum. We asked head of Vatican Radio's document service, Jesuit Father Ernesto Travieso, to reflect on the cross, which is the symbol of the faith.
That horrible image, what a horrible thing of Christ dying and bloody and all that. You know why? We see the transformation into the resurrection. You know, the cross for us is something so meaningful because it's a sign of victory, hard-won victory. And that's what we celebrate on Good Friday.
Each year, special meditations to accompany the Stations of the Cross are prepared. This year, Pope Benedict has asked his Vicar General for Vatican City, Archbishop Angelo Comastri, to prepare the meditations. Archbishop Comastri says the cross is the key to all of history.
Nella passione di Cristo.
He says the Lord's Passion really does press the question upon us. Is good truly greater than evil?
Ma chi è il vincitore?
Who shall have the last word in the drama of history?
Chi è il vincitore?
It is precisely in God's suffering and death, says Archbishop Comastri, that we see God's final victory over evil.
L'ultima parola la dice Dio.